Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day,
we're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby. She is the president of Immigration Works USA. Tamar, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org.
.org.
We're a federation of small business owners that care about it, care about the issue, want better law.
Absolutely. And Tamar has been a member of our Brain Trust now for many years, sharing her expertise, her knowledge, the work that she does, and she does a lot of good work on this topic, trying to get to what Tamar, what I appreciate about you is that you're dealing with reality, you're dealing with what your work in a pragmatic way. We're only going to solve this issue through pragmatism. We're not going to solve it by emotions. We're not going to solve it through xenophobia. We're not going to solve it through ignorance or prejudice. We're only going to solve it through pragmatism. And I think that's what you're working for. And that seems to be what some of the candidates are trying to accomplish. And it's worked for some and worked for others. We're talking about in the previous segment the Republican candidates. Why do you think some of the other candidates have not gotten as much involved in immigration? Do you think it's because the states that are coming up early are not really states that have immigration issues?
Well, I mean, look, it's a dangerous issue for a Republican, right? Because people figure that in the primary, you can probably win some votes by appealing to emotion. I mean, I would put the two camps as, there's one camp that says appeal to emotion, in the two camps among Republicans, right? One camp says appeal to emotion. People are scared of foreigners.
Right.
People are
uncomfortable
in general. And, you know, people are worried about the future, and it's easy to use a foreign pick on a foreign scapegoat. People have legit concerns, too, about law breaking and what have you. But there's an emotional appeal to an anti-immigrant argument. And then there's what you would call pragmatic. I would agree it's pragmatic. It's also thinking about U.S. interests in the economy. Those are the two different sides.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, in the primary, it might pay in a lot of states to appeal to the emotional anti-immigrant side.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you get to the general election, that's really going to hurt you.
Right.
Both because of Hispanics, which are the biggest growing, the largest, fastest growing voting block, will turn several swing states probably this time.
Which brings us to the election. Regardless of who is the nominee on the Republican side, how do you see immigration shaping up is it going to be a major plank in the two campaigns?
Well, Democrats will definitely want to use it. They see Latinos as being on their side.
Right.
Again, as Latinos could make the difference for Obama, they arguably made the difference last time. The four states that otherwise would have been red went blue last time because it would probably
if you were Latinos. If you were advising a Republican nominee, whoever gets it, let's just say it's Romney, just you have a name. If you were advising the Romney on how to compete with Obama for Latino votes, what would you tell him to do?
I would say you have to get over the immigration issue with them so that they can hear your message on other things. President Reagan used to say, Latinos are Republicans, they just don't know it. They're conservative, they're Catholic.
They're entrepreneurial.
They're pro-family, they're entrepreneurial, they respect
They work
authority.
Hard, right.
They work hard, but things have gotten so bad around immigration that if you say you're anti-immigration in the wrong tone, that's all they can hear, and they can't hear anything else.
So you're saying, like my wife says,
to get over that.
So you're saying, like my wife says, you know, when she says, you know, she didn't like what I said, and I said, well, what did I say? She said, well, it wasn't what you said, it's how you said it. So is that what you're talking
about? Exactly. And, yeah, well, I mean, I think Republicans also need to get a little more pragmatic on how they're going to solve immigration.
Yeah.
It is how they say it. It's,
yeah.
You know, the famous line in California in the 80s was, they keep coming. That was, that's what the ads were, and they showed Latinos coming over the border. And even legal Latinos, people who've been there their whole lives, said they keep coming. Who's they? Are they talking about us? Mm-hmm. You know, so they, even legal people who were born here, Americans, hear a lot of the anti-immigrant rhetoric as directed against them as a group. Mm-hmm. And then they can't, when if that's what they hear, then they can't hear
So they've got to focus on the specific issues of and solutions, not talk about the just immigration or that group of voters. You got to focus
a way to say no. But see, first you have to find a way to say immigrants and immigration is good, illegal is bad. Mm-hmm. You have to make that distinction and say we like immigrants. We think immigrants are good for America. We think Latinos are, you know, have been a great benefit to America. You can still say we don't like people breaking the law, but you've got to make those distinctions very clearly. And again, it's not that this is number one issue for Latinos. It's not. The economy is the number one issue. Education is the number two issue. They have the same concerns everybody else has.
So you're saying, talk about...
You hate them.
Mm-hmm. You're saying
if I started the show by saying I hate business owners, you wouldn't be able to hear me if I then later said, you know, lower the taxes.
Exactly.
You'd say, oh, she hates business owners.
Very
I can't hear her.
Very interesting. Give us that website again, Tamar.
ImmigrationWorksUSA.org.
And if you want to hear more of the things that Tamar has talked to us about over the years, you can find her on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We have her body of work there that she's deposited with us in the last many years that we've known her. And she's joining us, by the way, from Berlin, Germany. When we come back, I want to talk about the case, the most recent case is South Carolina, but there's also Arizona, there's also Alabama, who have their own immigration laws that the Obama administration don't necessarily like. How's that working out? We'll talk about that when we return. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.